January 21st, the Feast of St. Agnes. According to today's gospel, Jesus' family thought he was crazy. Inspired by John the Baptist, who was even wackier, Jesus left his quiet, comfortable, working-class existence to go out on the road as an itinerant preacher with no visible means of support. He made the outrageous claim that God's age-old promise of an eternal kingdom of holiness and peace was being fulfilled in him. He challenged the religious and secular rulers, claiming a higher authority than theirs, which earned their hostility to the point where they began plotting how to do away with him. He was mobbed by huge crowds, drawn by apparent exorcisms and healings, so that he barely had room to eat or sleep. It's no wonder that his family worried about Jesus' well-being, not to mention his mental stability. Great leaders, whether in business, politics, the military, art, science, or religion, have always had their sanity questioned. What sets them apart is that they live in a different world, driven by their own unique vision, with the courage and determination to pursue possibilities that no one else sees. Those who are successful are able to share that vision and draw others into living it, and thereby making it into a new reality that transforms the world around them. Think of the founders of American democracy, the nerds who led the revolution in computer technology, and the pioneers of abstract art, jazz, rock, and hip-hop. All met skepticism, even passionate opposition. But their visions prevailed, and we live in a very different world because of them. Jesus both fit that pattern and transcended it. His vision was not just of a new political system or technology or art form. He was filled with the divine spirit, the creative force underlying all that is, and the infinite love that seeks the good of all and overcomes the destructive forces of sin and death. His mission was to open that world to all people. This is captured beautifully in the first reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The author uses the Jewish temple and the ritual sin offering of the priest as a framework. Then he asserts that the sacrifice of Christ raises that to the divine level, with Jesus entering a sanctuary, quote, not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, end quote. That is, entering into heaven itself, and by shedding his own blood, quote, obtaining eternal redemption that will cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God, end quote. To follow Jesus, then, is to turn one's back on this sinful world and to live in God's redeeming love, which offers forgiveness and reconciliation to all. Anyone who follows that vision is bound to be regarded with suspicion and to suffer rejection, even persecution, by those still rooted in this world. It's always been the case, from Jesus himself on through the ages. St. Agnes, whose memorial we celebrate today, is an outstanding example. A beautiful young girl born of a noble family in 3rd century Rome, she had many suitors, but she rejected them all, claiming Christ as her only spouse, to whom she held with unwavering devotion. Those she rejected were so enraged that they reported her as a Christian, for which she was tried, convicted, subject to many indignities, and finally beheaded at the age of 12 or 13. She became an instant object of Christian devotion and holds a privileged position among the early martyrs in the Roman canon. Another shining example, this one from our own era, is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whom we also memorialized this week. Driven by Christ's vision of a new world of justice, peace, and love, Dr. King devoted his life to making that dream a reality, and by his powerful words and courageous actions, inspired many others to join him. Like so many before them, they were seen as subversive, dangerous, and unhinged, which brought a furious reaction. Ultimately, it cost him his life, but his dream did not die with him. Rather, it grew stronger and helped advance the struggle against the sinful racism and oppression of this world. The struggle continues and always will until Christ and his followers are enthroned in glory. The call of Christ presents a challenge to us, as it does for every generation. Are we willing to leave the comfort of this world to follow the vision of Jesus and live out the values it entails? Do we dare to be crazy like Jesus was?